He's heating up! He's on fire! Pulls up, three-pointer. Bang! Bang! It's good! Wins the game at the buzzer!
What's good, Crypto Ballers? Money 1834 here, checking in on Wednesday, December 8th. This is episode 109 of the Crypto Ballers podcast. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for hanging out with me today. Today's episode is going to be a little different. First of all, I got to apologize if the audio quality is not up to par. Yes, that's a golf reference for you. Not sure when we're going to get a Dapper Labs PGA collaboration. Once it happens, though, I think that would be pretty legit. Golf highlights are kind of like sneaky fire if you think about it. You get some eagles, a couple hole-in-ones, a couple long birdie shots, and then, yeah, but what would happen if you open up a pack and you, like, they're not going to put a bogey in there, you know what I mean? Anyway, this podcast, we're not talking about golf today. Today's episode is going to serve a bit as a therapy session. Oh no, I think I might have missed the whole, what I was trying to get at. And it was that we are recording on the road. So we are currently in transit to an unknown and undisclosed destination. So the audio quality might not be as great, as sparkling clean as you're used to. I apologize in advance. I'm going to clean it up as best as possible. Hopefully it is bearable. But yes, today's episode is going to serve a bit as a therapy session because boy oh boy, Series 3 is off to a rocky start. It is not going great. I got some things on my chest I need to get off. And for the first time, since I've been in this Top Shot game for a while now, all right, I've been in it since January, okay? So I didn't get in early, but I was early. I'll give myself one early, not two earlies. Not enough to really capitalize like some of the people out there did. But I've been in here for a while, okay? This isn't my first rodeo, cowboy. Well, today is the first time ever I willingly passed on a pack drop. Never thought this day would come, but it happened today. We got to talk about it. I got to get it off my chest. It's going to be a bit of a weird podcast, a bit emotional, if you will. We'll see what happens. All right, there's going to be no notes right off the top, just me talking to you one-on-one. All right, there's going to be some dude feelings being shared. It might get a little uncomfortable, but you know, we got to do what we got to do. With that being said, cue the music. Let's get right into it.
Just hit a button, Morty. Give me a beat.
Oh, man. Okay. All right.
Ladies and gentlemen, you have just entered into the realm of the Crypto Ballers, where we cover everything NBA Top Shot related, NFL All Day related, and Panini America NFT. We also cover other various NFT projects in general. I told you guys the introduction will flow much better once the NFL Dapper project finally had a title and we got it, NFL All Day. I am still crazy excited about that project, by the way. I don't know where you guys stand on it, but ever since I've been in the NBA Top Shot game, I have always had in the back of my mind how sick it would be once we get NFL highlight clips in a similar format. Thought it was gonna be fire, thought it was gonna take over, thought it could be even bigger than NBA Top Shot, and I still believe it can be. The NFL, in America, a lot of, all right, I know the demographic of people that listen. Okay, we got a lot of dudes in here, a lot of people from America, you know, shout out to the other countries, but it's primarily, you know, good old American boys between the ages of 18 and 50, all right? It's pretty wide span, but we all know the deal. NFL is king over here in the good old USA. So I still have crazy high hopes for the NFL All Day project. It's just, I wish we knew when it was gonna come. I feel like every day it seems like another NFL star is coming out retweeting about the project. So I feel like it's just building hype right now, and then eventually it's gonna drop. I'm starting to think that the date might be right around the NFL playoff time. That's where it feels like it's going to me. You know, because that would make sense. You'd have a lot of people tuning into the NFL product. There's some teams that are already kind of eliminated from the playoffs, so those fan bases might be kind of checked out. But when it comes to playoff football, everybody will be watching it, right? So maybe around NFL playoff time, which is around the corner, it seems like the timelines make too much sense. So I think that's when we'll get the NFL all day. You know, while we're talking about NFL, how wild was that Monday night game between the Patriots and Buffalo Bills? In Buffalo, it had like 50-mile-an-hour winds, and the winds were like consistent throughout. There's an awesome pre-game warm-up footage of the kicker. I think it was the kicker on the Bills. That might have been the Patriots, actually, where they were trying to kick a field goal into the wind, and I think it was like a 30 or 35-yard field goal. The dude kicked it, and like the wind just caught it midair before getting to the goalpost, and it just blew it back like 15 yards. I've never seen a clip like that before. It was absolutely hilarious, and it really put it in perspective of how hard that game was going to be to throw, and that's exactly what happened. All right, the Patriots ended up winning 14-10. The Bills did have a chance to win it late. They had a fourth and very long at about the 20-yard line. But the New England Patriots came out victorious. Shout out to my guys over there. You guys know I'm a New Englander, so that was a huge game for the New England Patriots. Very happy about that. Shout out to my guys. But I bring up all that because in a game like that, I was trying to think of what clips could be cut from that game to be on NFL all day, because it was just a run fest. Run. Mac Jones, okay, the quarterback sensation, or should I say the rookie sensation, because I think it's, you know, not even close. He's been the best rookie quarterback thus far. He only had 3 pass attempts in the entire game. 3 pass attempts. At the 10-minute mark of the fourth quarter, Mac Jones had 1 pass attempt. I've never seen a game like that before. And you think, you know, if it's all runs, low scoring, it'd be boring. But the wind just added such a dynamic to it that I couldn't take my eyes off of it. I mean, it helps that, you know, my team was playing. But it was just a lot of fun. But I was trying to think of what clips could be cut from that game to be on NFL all day. And I think if I had to pick one, obviously the one that really stands out would be Damian Harris took like a 75-yarder. He housed it right up the middle. So that would probably be one. But there was a hilarious field goal kick by the Patriots kicker, Nick Folk, where as soon as he kicked it, the wind grabbed it and it pulled it so hard to the right. It somehow squeaked in the uprights, but it was just hilarious. It looked like a video game that glitched. So all this NFL stuff going on, all the highlights, I'm big into football. So every time I see these highlight plays, it's just like tattooed in my brain, trying to figure out like what set is this play gonna fall into. Now, in the last podcast, we broke down all the sets that were previewed and released. We even got descriptions of what they'd entail. So now when I'm watching these highlights, my brain is just like working overtime. It's like, okay, that play, that'll probably fall in this rare set. Or this one I see in the comments, or this one's definitely a legendary. So I wonder if I'm the only person out there that's maybe that crazy that I'm already trying to put these NFL plays into sets, and we don't even know when the product's dropping. So I might have a problem, but I'm very excited. Now, I know we started off today's podcast by talking a lot of NFL stuff, but that kind of leads me right into our therapy session today, because we got to talk about what the hell is going on with NBA Top Shot and their Series 3 drops. Because boy, oh boy, has it been disappointing. And we talk a lot of NFL and the NFL all day coming right on the corner. And I think that maybe, just maybe, NFL all day might be a little bit responsible for the lackluster drops in NBA Top Shot for Series 3. And I say that because if you think about it, right, you know, they're both Dapper products, and you know Dapper's going to want to come out big with the NFL. You know that they're going to want, they're going to want no glitches. They're going to want no flaws, no bugs in the system. They're going to want to come out smooth. You guys remember, if you guys got into NBA Top Shot back in like February or March, you guys remember how much of a nightmare it was, right? Pack drops took virtually forever to get into. They'd be scheduled drop dates when you were in the queue, when they just shut the whole thing down and they had to reschedule the drop entirely because they just couldn't handle it, the volume. So I hope that Dapper is putting a ton of focus in the NFL All Day product, because once that comes out, I'm hoping it runs smoothly, everything spick and span, we can get on there, we can get our NFL moments and have a lot of fun. So I'm hoping that a lot of attention is being put into the NFL side right now, especially if they're trying to get it out during this season, which they've said multiple times, they've like tripled down at this point, that we will be getting this product again. I think it's going to be right around the playoff time, but we'll see. So is it fair to blame NFL All Day for NBA Top Shot kind of being, I hate saying this, man, I'm an NBA Top Shot truther. I still am. I'm still all in on NBA Top Shot. All right, I'm still checking in on the website every single day. I'm on Twitter every single day. I'm always talking to the people. Love the community. The community is, you know, second to none. The NBA Top Shot community out there is wild. We have Ballers, which still has a ton of hype going on about it. And again, that's Dapper related, all Top Shot related. It is all good. But right now on NBA Top Shot, we're in a bit of a marketplace drought yet again. All right, and you guys know how these marketplace goes, right? The people essentially set the market. So there's going to be highs, there's going to be lows. They seem to change, you know, fairly often. But right now we're definitely in a low. Okay, moments are going on the cheap. Whereas, you know, the same moments about a month ago where, you know, back up to, you know, not the peak price. The peak price of like February was wild, but it did peak up again pretty nicely. So hopefully some of you guys get to sell some stuff you were holding at that point. But right now, you know, everything's back down. And quite frankly, people are kind of getting sick of the 60K CCs. People with all these base set drops. We've had 4 base set drops already. And this is where the whole therapy session, you know, pitch is going to really kick in. And today, you know, I passed up on a pack drop. And I never thought that that would happen. I was so excited for the base set series 3 drop number 1 when they said you could buy 10 packs. I bought 10 immediately, didn't even think about it. And I was happy ripping every single pack. I even got a 4K limited edition rookie in that pack. Now, it wasn't an Evan Mobley. It was a Tyler Christopher, which isn't great, but it's still 4K rookie. That's fantastic. So I feel really good about it. And then drop 2 comes along, and that's when they're like, all right, you can't get 10 at a time anymore. You can get 5 and then try to get back in line for another 5. And that's exactly what I did. So you got to remember, these are $9 packs, okay? $9 a piece. If you're buying 10, quick math. All right, that's $90. So I spent $90 on drop 1. And maybe the EV of the 10 packs, including the 4K limited edition Tyler Christopher quad badge rookie, I believe I sold that one for $45. And then the other moments, they were all 60K CCs, which go for like $2 on the marketplace, maybe 3 if you're lucky. So it wasn't great, but it wasn't like a total loss, but it definitely was a loss altogether, which again, isn't great. So drop number 2 comes around, I go all in again. I buy 10 packs at another $90 of my precious Dapper balance, and I didn't get a single thing in that, and in the entirety of that drop. All right, I got 30 60K CCs, nothing. I think the best moment I got was like a Trey Young serial number 19K out of 60K, which I believe has a whopping lowest ask of about $3 or $4 on the marketplace today. So not great. Definitely took a big time loss on that one, which is not cool. And then drop number 3 comes around, and I'm starting to get a little sour because we haven't been getting the all-stars. We haven't been getting the names. We're currently 4 drops in. We still don't have LeBron. So with each drop so far, they've added, you know, it seems like they're adding a couple all-stars and a few more rookies. We still haven't got a Jalen Green rookie yet through 4 drops, which is one of the marquee guys. That's going to be one of the top 3 priced quad badge rookies you can get. All right, we still didn't get it. So in the first drop, now again, this is all off the top. This is all freestyling. This is all off memory. And drop 1, I remember the big hit was an Evan Mobley. Last I checked, the marketplace lowest ask was about $350 on that one. And then drop number 2 was when they had, I think the best one was like Josh Giddey, which, you know, is nothing to write home about. His current lowest ask is like $105, which again, $9 pack, you get a $105 card. That's great, right? You're going like 10x. So I'm not even mad at that. But again, these are all quad badge 4K limited editions. They were not easy ones to pull. So again, if with Josh Giddey being like the leading, you know, price getter in a drop, isn't great by any means. It doesn't have the Evan Mobley appeal. And then drop three comes along and we finally get another big hitter. We get Scotty Barnes. Now, we projected that Scotty Barnes was going to be right up there with Mobley. They were going to be one and two. We had Mobley's EV at 350. We had Scotty Barnes right around 325. And, you know, as soon as that drop happened and the marketplace went up, we were spot on. They were both right around the 350-ish range. So that was a nice get. Again, I went all in 10 packs on drop number three trying to get a Scotty Barnes. Had no such luck, but shout out to all the crypto ballers out there because I did see like a surprisingly good amount of them on the Twitter feed. I was getting tagged in a lot of them, so shout out to all you guys. But I struck out on the Scotty Barnes in drop number three. Now, drop number four was on Tuesday, and it only made sense that with the pattern of the rookies, we were going to get a few more of these quad badges. And the elephant in the room is we still haven't had Cade Cunningham, who I don't know if you heard of him, who's the number one overall pick in the rookie draft. And then we still didn't have a Jalen Green, who was the number two pick in the draft. All right, was he number two or number three? I'm pretty sure he was number two, okay? I'm pretty sure Mobley went three, right? I might have got that wrong. I don't know. So anyway, two of the top rookies we still haven't gotten. So for base set drop number four, it would make sense that we'd get one of the two, okay? We'd at least get a Cunningham and or a Jalen Green, because, you know, that makes sense. They haven't been giving us a bulk of the top rookie prospects. They've been putting like one in per drop thus far. And on drop number four, guys, they just punted it. They looked at, you know, they looked at the community. They looked at all the players. They looked at the player list for drop number four, and they just said, fuck it. They didn't give us anybody. The best one is they gave us that big dude Sagan, who, let me check his lowest ask right now. Because, yeah, he's a fun player, but he's not great. He's probably not going to be anything. All right, I'm looking it up right here. Lowest ask, $51. That is not great. Where the hell is Cade Cunningham? Where the fuck is Jalen Green? What is happening? So we haven't got two of the biggest rookie names yet. It's been four drops. We're still missing some of these stars. We got Steph Curry today. We still haven't got LeBron James yet. But a Steph Curry 60K CC doesn't warrant the pack price anymore. The lowest ask on that Steph Curry 60K CC is like $4. I think the highest I saw get up to was $5. That's not great. Now, again, I understand these are base sets, so they're supposed to be basic. These are supposed to be ones, they're good for starters. It's good for getting your collection up, but we haven't really had any fun sets yet. Now, I guess another elephant in the room would be the Fresh Threads, okay? I know there's some people out there that ride for Fresh Threads, but the interest wasn't really there in the community, all right? That was a, what, $14 pack? And there was only 130K packs available. And people just weren't really interested. You were able to get back in line several times. We went over this on the last podcast. I was able to get back in line four additional times. I got five packs of the Fresh Threads. And I knew that it wasn't going to be a very profitable EV. I knew it was like going to break even. So I have no problem playing the serial lottery on a pack that's going to break even. But that drop itself wasn't great. Like, if I had to rank it amongst the common sets, I like Hustle and Show better. Eat Cool Cats was better. Seeing Stars was like light years better. The playoff set was better. Just about every common set I feel has been better than Fresh Threads. And it's not Fresh Threads' fault, okay? It's a great concept, but the player pool sucked, all right? Now, yes, there was a Russell Westbrook in there. There was a DeRozan in there. There was okay players. But we're talking about the NBA Top Shot Marketplace. And you know who doesn't, you know, demand a premium for a price point? Russell Westbrook or DeMar DeRozan or, you know, my guy Dennis Schroeder. Like, these guys, I get the concept. It's all players that switch teams. LeBron James didn't switch teams, okay? Kevin Durant didn't switch teams. Jason Tatum didn't switch teams, so I get it. The set determined which players were going to be included in the set. But it wasn't great. The player pool wasn't good. Now, again, not the set's fault. I like the artwork of the pack design, but it wasn't great. Now, some of the challenges have been pretty cool. I really like the Carmelo Anthony challenge that we already had. The Lonzo Ball one just finished. But that common set is really pigeonholed to the players that switch teams, and it just wasn't that exciting. The list of players just wasn't all that. So I'm sitting back and I'm just reflecting on the Series 3 experience so far, and it's just been disappointing. Now, all that could be changed, okay? All of it can be changed, because in Series 1, there was a set called Deck the Halls. You guys know Christmas is right around the corner. We're about 3 weeks out. Shout out to all my parents out there that are trying to get gifts done and wrapped and hidden from children. I feel your pain, but it would be nice if maybe we could get an S3 Deck the Halls. That'd be pretty legit, right? Now, there's been no rumors of that. That is just wishful thinking on my part. Call it a Christmas gift that I'd love to get from NBA Top Shot. Not sure if it's going to happen. Probably not. I feel like we would have heard something by now. But I'm just sitting back and I'm just waiting for the S3 experience to improve, because it has been, you know, kind of like nails on a chalkboard or pulling your hair out or going down to your local intersection, getting out of the car and just laying down in the middle of a crosswalk. It hasn't been fun. I feel like when I wake up in the morning, you know, I open up the Twitter app on the good old cell phone. I feel like the first thing I'm checking for is any pack drop information, if there's, you know, a pack that was going to be launching that we didn't know about, or just some rumors or some hype. But really, what's been drawing my attention is checking in to see if there's been any NFL All Day updates. All right, I've been doing some soul searching. I've been asking myself, like, some of these, you know, some of these rare moments I have on NBA Top Shot, I'm asking myself, how much or how in love am I with, like, my throwdown Zion Williamson or my throwdown Joel Embiid? These are moments that I'm considering selling, moving off of, just to acquire the dapper to ultimately put into the NFL All Day side. So I've been asking myself, I've been looking at my collection, I've been trying to figure out, like, what am I gonna do? Because I'm gonna need dapper for this NFL project, man. I'm very excited about that. Now, don't get me wrong, I am still all in on NBA Top Shot. I really am. I truly am. It's a love of mine. I'm passionate about it. But it's like I've been in a marriage with NBA Top Shot, and all of a sudden there's this new girl on the block, and boy, oh boy, is she looking pretty fine over there. All these clips on Twitter and stuff really got me excited, and I'm ready to experiment. I'm ready to get into NFL All Day. Now, NBA Top Shot could pull me all the way back. It could be like that meme where the guy's walking with, like, the girl and the guy's looking back, checking out the new hotness. NBA Top Shot could pull my attention all the way back, and it can put NFL All Day on the back burner again for me if we could just get some goddamn exciting sets. That's all. Not too much to ask, I don't think, right? It's been how many months? It's been like 2 months of the NBA season. We can't get some fire yet. We're stuck with all these base sets and a lackluster common, you know, special set drop. Come on, Top Shot, we could do better than this. All right, hopefully on Friday's podcast, we have more exciting stuff to talk about. Now, it is Wednesday, so that means that Crypto Ballers Trivia will be back. On the last segment of trivia, it was proposed by our guy, Marcus Grant, and he asked the question about the last team to go back-to-back with Super Bowls. The answer was the New England Patriots, which is pretty fitting and kind of an easy question to get right, because if you read the tea leaves, the New England Patriots were playing that night. So it's really fitting that that was the question that was being asked. Now, this go-around will not be so easy. This question is going to be submitted by me, your guy, Money1834. So make sure you're following us on Twitter at CryptoBallersTS. That is all one word, no periods, no underscores, no nonsense. Give it a follow when you see the Crypto Ballers trivia question out there, gets proposed. Make sure you answer it in the comments, and you can win that day's prize, which is yet to be announced. All right, and that is going to do it for this episode of Crypto Ballers. Thank you all for tuning in. May the marketplace forever be in your favor, and thank you sincerely for letting me get this off of my chest. It was a great session today. Hopefully you don't charge too much in our therapy session, because these base set drops have taken all of my dapper.